Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. A nurse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was the victim of an attempted carjacking last month, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Victoria Davison was at a stoplight when a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old opened her door, commanded her to give him the keys, the car, and everything else. Davison did not comply, which prompted one of the teens to tell the other, "Get the cannon." But Davison, a concealed carry permit holder, had a cannon of her own and shot the teen closest to her. The Milwaukee police say Davison may have helped to break up a ring of young criminals who had been wanted for several carjackings, robberies, and using an AR to steal a man's SUV and lead police on a high-speed chase before getting away on foot. And that was after they shot a 43-year-old man in the face in a botched attempt to steal his Land Rover. This is one thing you never will hear on the nightly news. When someone exercises their Second Amendment right to protect themselves, and it actually works. One of the many things Hitler used to wish for was the ability to communicate with the entire country at once. It was why he so loved his grand speeches at stadiums and other venues where thousands of people would come to listen to the exalted leader. Well, hang on to your knickers, folks. The UK Daily Mail in Europe has picked up a filing by the FCC right here in America, which will change the way the emergency communication system works. Now, every broadcaster is required to take part in the emergency alert system. Generally, the notices are piggybacked from station to station and are limited to specific geographic regions. Even so, the message can take up to 10 minutes to reach every broadcaster in the area. The FCC, however, now wants to give the president the chance to flip a switch and address the entire nation at once, and no one will have any choice but to tune in. So, in the case of a natural disaster or a terror attack, we will get our information from only one source, the government. No dissenting opinions or information that hasn't been pasteurized for public viewing. Just government propaganda fed directly to your TV, radio, or computer. I have been telling you for some time that our government is out of control. How much more proof do we need, America? I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for a reality check. News you won't hear on the news.